dropped. Don't know.
Let's go, let's go.
That wavy music, you feel me?
Lit right off of the rip, okay. Came in the flex on your bitch, okay. Stuff in the moon in the clip, okay. Tanya the solar eclipse, okay. We been too lit to quit, okay. Spending your whip on a drip, okay. Living my life in the tricks, okay. Where she flying in for the dick, okay. We high eating dinner, the sky at the limit. We dining up in it, she dying to get it. Diamonds are swimming, I'm high on the ceiling. She high in her feelings, fuck what she feeling. I rock what I wanna, spend what I wanna. She rocking Bodega with head like a scholar. I'm up when I'm gone, back to the dollar. She wanted my number.
Okay. Some wavy music on that shit still. Legacy.
Ah, hear it.
Legacy is called. Yeah, go check that out.
And Nave Smalls.
I
hear it still. I haven't really checked him out like that. But.
Yeah, no, he's called still.
I hear it still.
He's called.
Didn't really like the tape of M. Hunter, but I liked what's the one that he dropped before that? Is it Goat World?
Yeah.
The one we had, he had features from like Rich, Chip, well, Chip's always collabed with him. But yeah. I like that one still. But yeah, we live.
Yeah, we are.
Episode 101.
Let's go.
We here. Slam Talk. If you haven't, please pause, subscribe. Yes, _ Slam Talk on the Twitter, on the Instagram, or what, on TikTok now, _ Slam Talk as well. Subscribe on the Spotify and Apple Music. You're done now.
Run it.
And yeah, we here.
Inside, man.
We live.
How you doing, player? Yeah, actually, man, before we do that, introduce ourselves. My name is Iris. Top Shooter.
Come on.
Art Dealer.
Lively.
TCF Triple.
Always.
Exhale and FC.
Love it.
Yeah, man. We deader. We inside the place.
Listen, I hear that. No, I hear that still. It's your boy Mike's, aka Mike's very own, aka Man's just here. AKA Naked Without Headphones, AKA you already know what time it is, Head Honcho of the Pappy's Angels Association. Go cop stream CLB out right
mid,
now.
Mid, nigga.
Best rapper out right about. Now. Anyway,
psych!
AKA Show FC, We Down Bad.
True.
AKA We Here, man.
Yes, sir.
We Here, We Live.
Yeah. If you saw, I don't know if y'all should have seen last week's episodes anyway.
Episode 100.
Hondo. It was lit.
We had the man them in.
We had the man them in, 100th episodes.
Shout out.
And it was especially lit, yeah.
True that.
Because of the plugins.
Exactly.
This is literally what we got left. We had 2 bottles.
Bro, it was crazy.
And we didn't even get to plug this shit properly.
Huh? Yeah.
With the marooning. Yeah. Marooning was marooning. Yeah, you feel me?
Facts.
So we thought we got to run it back. But this is a black-owned rum. They got 2 flavours. One's bubblegum. And this is the caramel version. And bubblegum shit smooth as a motherfucker.
Bro,
it's got gold in that bit. You see that shit? It's got gold in that. And maroons are who are Jamaican from Jamaica. Do you want to read that
first bit? Cool. Maroons who are Jamaican maroons descend from Africans who free themselves from slavery on the colony of Jamaica and establish communities of free black people in the island's mountainous interior, primarily in the eastern parishes. The white rum has a coconut taste and the dark rum a sweet caramel taste.
Yes, sir.
And yeah, man, shout out Emeka. He's London-based, a music producer and entrepreneur. He is the founder of Maroons Rum. And has worked with the likes of Licks and Virgil Abloh. So yeah, man, go check him out on Instagram.
He's called
Mecca White Updates, I believe.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, he's plugged us with this brand.
Yeah.
It's an exclusive. You can't actually copy it yet.
Literally.
But I'm telling y'all,
go follow them up, man, and tell them Slam Talks.
Exactly. Go follow that up. And yeah, I'm telling you,
it's the truth.
Hey, listen, it's the everybody truth. That came here last week,
it's the truth,
and tried it, yeah. It's a smash it.
Literally.
There's a reason why we only have that much of the caramel left. And the bubble gum arguably is what? I'm not even gonna say arguably. It is better than the caramel one. Because that one
Cause you're not even feeling you're getting waved. Yeah,
it's crazy.
And
it's
crazy. That shit's smooth, you can shot it.
Yeah.
Like you can drink it with like a cocktail or whatever, trust me, when this shit drops, it's gonna be creating enough babies, I tell you that.
I'm telling you. So listen, check it out. Make sure you follow up the page. If you can, let them know.
Maroons.
Exactly.
Slam Talk. Sir.
Maroons, and that we send you Slam Talk.
Yes, sir.
And yeah, man, go check it out. Go check it out for sure. It's gonna be your next favorite drink. I promise you. But yeah, man, we here still.
We love.
That's the first time we've actually plugged something like that's that's crazy to me still.
And it's lit that we got it for the 100th episode.
Exactly.
So.
It's mad.
To the moon, baby.
It's mad. It's crazy.
To the moon.
It's crazy.
And this is. This is, and it's black owned, you feel me?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Black owned. Spend black your owned. Pounds in black businesses Trust today. Me. That's what we're pushing.
You feel me?
Not these white corporate places. Hey, not that there's nothing wrong with them. But I'm saying, I'm not trying to mess up my bag. But all I'm saying is, put your money into black owned businesses today. Today, that's all I'm saying.
Hey, Black Pound Day, is it today or tomorrow?
Well, I can't remember. It's soon.
I think it's the first of every month, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, run that up, man. Trust me.
Put it into Maroons today if you can.
Yeah.
But yeah, what am I saying? Yeah, man. That feels good, man.
Mm-hmm.
I feel good still. But yeah, we here. We live.
That's sad.
Yeah, man.
How's your week?
Bruh, I'm just staying afloat. Like I said, literally, right now, yeah.
You want something, huh?
Huh? Listen, I got my coffee, man. Oh, bro. I got my coffee still.
It's because he's driving, man. He don't like alcohol. Bruh, it's childish.
It's not that I don't like alcohol.
It is, nigga.
I need to have it I can only have it at certain times, isn't it?
Mm.
But yeah, what am I saying? Yeah, man,
I'm just
going through the motions right now. Fucking, bro, we just working, man. Mm. Sometimes good, sometimes shit, man. But either way, we alive in all of this, so that's the main thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, that's me still. That's me. What are you saying? What have you been saying over the last week?
I've been there, man. Surviving like you say it, bruv.
I hear it. I hear it still.
Man got a penalty, blood, but I need to bust it somehow.
What, a ticket?
Yeah, blood. Man, bro, got a ticket, yeah.
Fam.
And it went to my mum's yard and I'm only seeing it now, blood.
Fam.
They sent it in fucking March, bro.
Huh?
Yeah, fam. Rattled FC.
Wait, you can't even pay the fan now?
Yeah, I gotta pay $200 and so.
Oh!
But I'm gonna try and see if I can say that I wasn't there, because obviously I wasn't living there, innit? So I didn't see it till now, like, so.
It is a fair basis,
it's
but.
It's crazy, blood. Black. 200 and something, £204 they're telling me we're going to court. Motherfuckers.
This is what I hate, man. Like, these ticket inspectors should know this. London places getting fucking expensive.
Do you know what it was? It wasn't even a fucking ticket thing. It was me driving through the wrong way, innit?
Oh, pain.
And pain, I know pain, it was. Pain. I know exactly when it was. I was doing Uber. I needed to go toilet, blood. Pain. I saw this part fit. I said, let me park off.
You went through no entry.
Yeah, because my head was gone, innit? I needed to go toilet, blood.
I hear it still. That's pain.
When I looked up when I came back, I was like, fuck. I'm going to have to hold that one now.
Bro, I've done that before, but I never got a ticket for it.
Oh, that's so, what I thought, but now I'm shook because, brother.
It depends where you do it, though.
Lewisham, the one I'm trying to find.
Like, if there's cameras, then obviously you're getting bucked. But, like, there's.
There's peak, but I need to try and bust it. I need to try and bust it still because paying £204 for something I could have paid £65 for.
Bruh.
Is outrageous. Listen, bro.
I got a ticket for being in Morley's for 5 minutes and I was just parked on a single yellow. I didn't even clock I got the ticket until I started driving and then tried to see towards my left and I saw that they had stuck a ticket there. So I was like, what the fuck, man?
I went doing Ubers.
No, bro, I was just going Morley's.
Well, killed. Yeah, they were that.
And it was just like, yeah, gee. Sure.
Got him.
Bro, this place is getting fucking expensive, man.
Trust me.
Fam, I paid £7.30 for a 10-wing meal.
Is that delivery, though?
No, I went to the shop to buy it. Bro, this life don't even make sense right now, man. Bro, I can't.
Yeah,
I,
that's I flames. Cannot. That's flames. Is that from the one in Abbeywood?
Where is it? What's the place? Nuxley Village. Belvedere.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's crazy.
But it's mad, man. Prices are killing us.
Yes.
Hay fever's killing us. I don't know, man. It's just crazy right now in the dunya.
The streets are mad.
But yeah, man, where did you want to start off?
Might as well start off with the streets.
Oh, man, the streets in disarray once again, man. Listen, man.
Streets? I mean, they say that, but niggas should be knowing better. You see me?
Nah, man. How do you feel about cheating?
I'ma sit this again.
Nah. Speak your truth.
I'm unlocking that Hendrix flow.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Do you know what it is, yeah? Fam, there's just double standards, innit?
Bro,
there is, in the reality of it, there is, because I feel like for a man to cheat, it's always going to be different for a woman to cheat. And
in what sense?
Because a man can just literally stumble into some naan bread, like, you know what I'm saying? And like, you're not just going to, because, do you know what I'm saying? Because even if a man sticks on a girl has to be like, yeah, okay, let's go. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
It's whereas if a girl sticks on a man.
Okay.
More time out of ten. This is my deal, do you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So that way, it can't always be man's fault. If a man's just, if someone's just stuck on man and like, man, she's taking advantage, but I've accepted this advantage.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying? That's the logic. That's the logic. Okay. That's the Hendrix flow.
Alright, cool. I hear you, but you're in a relationship for a reason, right? You've chosen to say, cool, out of everybody else, I'm willing to stay with this one person. I'm willing to be committed to this person. So why is it that that commitment goes out the window.
Do you know what it is?
Once though? You get gay compressed by a girl.
Because we're supposed to spread seeds, nigga.
Oh my. I'm done. Y'all niggas be killing me. I swear to God. I'm done, yo. Listen. Yo, this is why. This is why the streets are in disarray, man. Absolute shock. Jesus. Bro,
I don't live my raps.
Just hear the justification for this. Oh my God. Listen, the views shared by Iris are of Iris only, man.
It wasn't me that said it.
They do not necessarily reflect the views of others on this podcast.
It wasn't me that said it, man.
Because it's scary. It's scary. It's scary how cheating has become, like, normalized.
No, you can't say that, though.
What do you mean?
You see what I was gonna say in the Bible, yeah? You see the
Old Testament? Love it. Man said concubine.
Have you heard? Do you know what that is?
Hold on. I'm gonna rebuttal that. Good. Because in that particular situation,
mm-hmm.
everybody is aware that, cool, I may have my wife or wives, but I'm gonna have this little side piece thing to have another baby. Do you get what I'm saying? That's essentially what a concubine is, isn't it? To have a baby. You're not necessarily doing it just because.
Is that what you think?
Let's get the definition out of a concubine.
Man are doing it because they want a jeep, blood. What do you mean? They want wives. They got different wives, blood.
Hold on.
And then they got concubines.
Hold on. A woman who lives with a man but has lower status than his wife or wives. Or aka a mistress. That is crazy.
That's exactly.
Bruh. So the Bible's promoting cheating. Nah, this is crazy, guys.
Hey, it wasn't me that said it.
Bruh.
Hey, trust me.
Nah, that's mad.
Yeah, that's mad. I'll be spitting.
That's mad to me, man. Cause I won't like, I have certain man them that will say like, bruh, just do it in it, like it's fine or whatever.
Mm.
Listen, I don't agree, but they say, cool, your friends are a reflection of you, whatever. Listen, my friends are... Listen, I'm multifaceted. I can believe the different things at once, innit?
That's what I'm multifaceted. Bro, don't kill me, nigga.
But listen, I don't agree, especially, like, you're just going to hurt the next person, innit? And then and that hurt just passes on. To the next, and then
to be honest, well, if I'm
just that
me, I've never done it, innit, but like I wouldn't, I disapprove it, but yeah, I also to an extent understand how it can just happen, fam. But I do feel like, bro, if it does happen, I don't know. I don't know. Like, I feel like you shouldn't put yourself in scenarios where it can happen. First of all,
I agree.
That's the number one situation. I agree. Like, if you're putting yourself in situations where it can happen, then you're kidding yourself, fam. Do you know what I'm saying?
I agree. So, I can't lie.
Yeah, fam. That's just how it goes, blood. You can, like, a man can avoid it to an extent, but like. Yeah. But like, listen, if you're at the bar with the man and the girl just sticks on you.
Bro, stand your ground.
She's all stroking your hair and
Hey, listen. I'm protected by the blood of Jesus. Listen. I can't do this right now.
Can't do what?
You can't do it.
What?
Peace, you can't do it, man.
Mate, me and my peace ain't saying that.
Aye, listen. But this is what I mean, independent thought. You got to think for yourself.
What do you mean, independent
thought? Bro, think for yourself.
One time, say some work shit there, suffer.
Use your mind. Strengthen your mind. Strengthen your mind.
I said Jedi that shit.
Bro, strengthen your mind.
Fam, the Jedi is telling me lock in.
Bugging. Big bugging. Listen, I don't agree.
I don't agree at all. But did you see? Did you see what Loon said? Is it?
Wait, what did he say again? I saw the clip, but I forgot. I forgot exactly what he said.
Absolute nutter. He said he's lucky he doesn't have a sister. Yeah, because if his sister had a boyfriend, him and her boyfriend would be cheating.
That's crazy. That's crazy. That's a crazy flow to be on. How are you gonna do that to your sister first of all? Because that's crazy to me. You're gonna tell your sister's man, "Hey, come and go cheat these things. Like, let's go cheat up." That's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy, Storm.
But nah, man, you bugging. But
I think that's just, he's just on the full of understanding that a man is supposed to do that. That's where he's coming
bro,
from.
Bro, certain men have that mentality.
Yeah, and he obviously has that mentality. So that's why even when it comes to his sister, it's like, bro.
It's just flawed. Because say now, the woman goes, does it, you have a whole different type of energy for it.
Broken.
So it just don't make sense for me. But anyway, I wanted to ask a question because me and my boy were having a chat in it just about how do I put it? Just eating, you get me? And like eating the thing. Eating the thing.
Oh, cooch.
Yeah, cooch.
Oh, okay.
Pussy, vagina.
Yeah.
The cookie. Cool. And like, I had reservations about basically getting head, and then after I've came kissing said woman.
Okay.
I had a reservation about that. And I was told in no uncertain terms that it's childish or whatever. I was like...
But she's not leaving that shit in her mouth.
No, but still, it's just a bit mad for me. Like, just the remnants and whatnot. Like, bro... I mean, like, at least drink some water after or whatever. Like, I don't know. Not straight, bro. That's crazy. I get things can get hot and mad in the moment, innit? But, like, it's just a bit mad for me, innit? Like, I mean, it's okay. Bro, I swear to God. I swear down. If I'm lying, I'm dying. Listen. Yo. I don't know, man. I struggle with that still. So, cool. That happened, innit? And then we got into the conversation of eating the thing, innit? And like... I was like, cool, you can eat or whatnot, but like, up to a certain point, innit? And what he was mean? Like, just, let's say you're eating it and then you go back to hitting it, cool, that's fine. And then once you're hitting it after that, I don't really think you're going to be doing that. However,
you're kidding yourself.
However, he said, I'm not going to bait him out, but he knows exactly who he is. He said he's done it in an instance where, like, he's been beating it come inside and then went back to eating the thing.
Oh, whoa.
Yo. Nah. Nah. That's when we're offline. Yo,
hey. We're not stepping in there. No way.
And I said, big man thing, you're a terrorist. Because, yeah, you can't be doing that, brother.
You can't.
Nah.
You can't. You can't, blood.
I swear to God.
You can't. That's insane. That's
a mad... That's a mad pH balance to be in, like... Bro, look what...
That's brazy. That's brazy scene still.
And I thought it was just me, innit? No. But I just wanted to get your thoughts, just because...
That's insane. The first bit, like, if she's giving you head and then... I don't know, for me, it's... I don't really overthink that, innit?
Okay.
I don't overthink that part. But to not in her and then eat her, that's a different thing.
Bro, that's insane.
That's a different thing.
That's insane.
I ain't be nothing anyway.
You don't eat it?
No. I mean.
Oh, no.
I do, but I don't.
Bro, I had PTSD from one girl, so. I still.
What came through coming?
Bro, I ate and then like for the next 2 weeks my throat just felt different. So I just didn't do it for a while, innit? But hey.
Oh shit.
If I'm lying, I'm dying, man. Listen. That's how I felt, man.
What was it not? Was it not roasting or anything? Like it wasn't smelling anyway.
I mean,
oh man! Yeah, so you just be out,
bro? Nah, but
I bro, no way.
It can just no smell away in it, but that's, it could be just down to no. It just sweat or whatever. Oh. That's fine, but like it just
that's what
tasted. I don't know.
No,
just a bit off in it.
Man's and like, sweat is. Nah, fuck all that, Reba.
Bro, bro.
That, you got me fucked up, bro. I'm not doing it.
Why?
I'm not doing it. It's only fresh out of the shower.
You're bugging. As long as it's clean or whatever, like.
Fresh out the shower.
I don't even need to be
that. No kids up. Like, I'm not even playing.
And listen,
I need a fresh rinse.
Sometimes, man,
because do you know what it is? It's just because the way that shit can just, I don't know, like, bro, nah, man,
bro. Sometimes you need that extra kick. I'm joking. I'm joking.
Yeah, man.
I'm joking.
Hey, that's that CLB that
I'm
this boy.
I'm joking.
CLB got this boy in the headlock.
I'm joking. These are just jokes.
What?
These are just jokes. These are just jokes.
You make me sick.
I repeat, they're just jokes. But
you make me sick, nigga.
I'm just saying, man. It gives it some character,
nah,
man.
Absolutely not, bro.
What?
Bro, I've had girls try to tell me, like, bro, not me. I said,
what's wrong with that?
I don't need no extra kick.
What's wrong with a little zest?
What the fuck are you talking about, bro? Bro, I remember going down one time and that shit had a kick, bro. I didn't even get hard again, bro.
Nah, man.
I couldn't even smash because this shit was just not working, like, bro. My shit just stopped working.
Man,
my shit said no.
I hear it still.
What are we talking about here, fam? That's an extra kick. Fuck off.
Man. I'm joking. I'm joking, man. Listen.
No.
I'm joking. Listen, there's...
But, bro, do you know, there's some white... I've got one white boy at work, yeah?
Mm.
He's like that. He says he eats arse and all that shit.
Bro, what's wrong with eating arse, man?
Yo!
What's wrong with that?
Nah.
Why? What's wrong with that?
Sure.
It's not even that different to pussy.
Yo!
Bro.
Yo! Yo, 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 yo. Do you know
what's wrong with that?
Hold on. Hold the fuck on, nigga. Hold the fuck on, nigga. With pussy, the only place you're supposed to be eating is the clit.
So, huh?
Yes, nigga.
Nah, you're bugging.
Yeah.
What? You're bugging.
Ask them, bruv.
You're bugging.
They don't... There's no sensation any other else, bro. They don't need it where the fucking hole is or anything like that. They just need it on the top. Just need it on the top. They don't feel nothing there, bro.
Multitask.
Bro, they don't feel nothing there unless it's penetration, bro. It's the clit only.
What?
It's the clit only. That's where the
You've
shit
got
is.
To have that added sensation. Work the clit and then
you
use
do the
your
rest
tongue.
Of your fingers.
Yeah. Multitask.
You eat the clit and then you... Do the thing with your fingers.
Nah, that's man. You gotta mix and match both of them, man.
You don't be eating all of that extra shit. You don't.
Bro.
Trust me.
With us, it's just like, bro, as long
that's
as they're clean.
That's where shit comes out of.
Yeah, but as long as they're clean, like you said.
Bro, what? Did they not shit in the last 24 hours or what?
No, but you can.
So how?
If you bath, shower.
What? Fresh out of a shower?
Yeah, you're calm.
Impossible, man.
It's just a rimting and in and out.
No.
What, bro? If that's probably
impossible,
right? Eating it is probably worse than eating us.
Huh?
Bro, it's you're not getting the extra juices. You're not getting none of that.
Did you just try to say me eating cooch is better? Is worse than eating ass?
Bro, you're not getting the extra juice, whether it be cream or wetness.
Hey.
You're not getting that. It's just your mouth.
Who in the what?
Your saliva.
What in the fuck?
The rim.
What in the fuck is he talking about, bro?
And in and out, that's it.
Hey, shut up, bro.
I'm going to do a poll. I just want to see what people think. What is worse, eating ass or eating the coochie?
Oh my days, that's insane.
I'm talking about the sensation.
Where are you from, nigga?
Strictly,
where the
strictly
fuck was you
sensation.
Raised, bro?
Bro, I'm fam.
What
I'm
the
just
fuck
mean,
is
man.
You, bro?
I'm just mean.
Fuck.
What's wrong with that?
Yo, you got me fucked up right now, man.
Bro,
you got me fucked.
I'm not bugging. I don't think I'm bugging.
Bro, are you joking?
I'm not. I'm not. I'm being dead serious.
Oh, shit.
What is wrong with that?
Yo, what?
What is wrong with that?
Bro, are you...
I just feel the ass is just being unfairly stigmatized due to... What the
due
function
to,
is
due to shit.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. The vagina, cool. Yeah. That is seen as a
I wish there was someone that I could FaceTime. That
bro,
was a girl.
Wait.
Is there a girl that you?
Okay. Wait. Oh wait. She might be at work. Let me see this.
Because.
Let me try and call her. 1 second.
Because what the specific thing is, yeah, where you're eating on the vagina is not where you need to be. It's not going to be close to all the pissing remnants and all of that shit, even if they have pissed recently. Do you know what I'm saying? It's
okay.
Up close by the thing. So you're far away from all of that extra shit. So you don't need... So now we're going to the... What, nigga?
Wait, let me try and FaceTime her. Let me try and FaceTime.
What, nigga?
Hold on.
What, nigga?
I don't know if she's busy. But
this is insane.
Let me see. Stop. Wait. You are on the episode of Slam Talk.
101.
Please do not say anything incriminating. How you doing today? Hey, relax, 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 relax.
This is my time to shine.
Hey, calm down. Anyway, cool. Question, yeah. We're talking on the subject of eating it. You get me?
Eating it.
Yes, eating
cooch.
Eating cooch, whatever. Cool. What for you is a... Okay, you know what? I'll ask you this. What for you is a better sensation? Eating the cooch or eating the ass?
Both.
What?
You gotta pick one.
Why can't it be both?
Are you alright? What is better?
Wait. What? Man, wait, what? This is blurring my headpiece. Cause
you work from the front and you work your way to the back. What's the problem?
Thank you. Thank you.
Holy shit.
Thank you. Thank you.
I don't be eating ass. So I don't know nothing about
grow
that.
Up. Grow up.
Thank grow you.
Up. Yeah, I'm a stay childish boy.
Listen, as long as the bum is clean, what's wrong with it?
Fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck, bro.
I don't understand.
I feel like that's something I'm never doing.
But that's what they say. It only takes the right girl. Fuck.
That's crazy to me.
Nah,
but,
man.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I can't decide though. I think it's both.
Crazy. Alright, cool. Fair enough.
Wait, Max, you getting the last eight?
Huh? No, I'm not doing that. Even though people have suggested that, it's not in my wheelhouse right now. But anyway.
Right now. See, I love that for you, right? Hey,
relax, 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 relax.
Hey, trust me, you're gonna be cuckolding Drake someday.
Huh? Anyway, I'll talk to you later. I'll bleep your name out. But cool.
Alright, in a bit.
Alright, in a bit. Bye. Hey man, there you have it, man. Oh, I'm just saying, man.
That's insanity, man. That's insanity, blood. Bro, this is...
Why? It's not, man.
I'm God.
Not insane.
These are my niggas as well, you know.
Like, bro, it's a common occurrence.
No, I didn't think niggas are out here doing that shit.
What?
Nah, man.
Bro, it's just arse, like...
What?
Fam.
It's just arse, nigga.
Bro, it's just arse. Same way it's just vagina. Like, it's just that, innit?
No, but we didn't ask her about the eating part.
What, her eating it?
No, not her. No, the sensations of where it is when you're eating it for a girl. Like, is it just the clip? And I think it is just the clip, bruv. I'm so sure, bruv.
Wait, let me ask her again. One second. Hold on.
Well, nah, man, that's outrageous. I can't believe man are just doing this. Like, man are actually just doing this, bruv. That's crazy, cuz. Yo!
Hold on.
That's insane.
Well, we're back again. Alright, cool. Okay. Wait, ask the question again. I forgot.
So for women, yeah, when someone's eating the clit, yeah, eating the vagina, is it the clit or is it the whole piece that do you enjoy that being ate? Like, it's mainly the top bit, isn't it? No.
There's a certain area which I feel like is the top.
Yeah.
That's. Not everything. When it's everything, it's kind of like it's given that you don't know what you're doing.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's the tin knot.
Where
the hole is in that, you don't need to be licking around there, innit? No. Don't need to be, huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the fingers in that?
That's different. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Comparing it to eating ass, bro. You're not near the hole of eating the clit. You're of eating pussy. You're just literally eating the clit and then you can finger the hole. You don't need to be near anything that could have come out, like, do you know what I'm saying?
You fucking, man. You fucking. You fucking.
You don't need to net anything, bro. Like, that's, and you comparing it to eating ass? No.
Bro, there's nothing wrong with that.
You can't do it. Impossible, man. Impossible.
Bro, there's less things to focus on when you're eating ass.
But that's absolutely not.
But that's just how I feel. But anyway.
Thank you.
Who, me?
Yeah,
man, that's right.
Do you like it? Do you prefer it?
I mean,
shit.
There's less juices, isn't it?
Okay.
What? I don't know.
This nigga makes me sick.
Bro, I'm just fam, it's just my experience, innit? Like,
but did she enjoy it?
Yeah, bro, that, who doesn't enjoy getting an ass eat?
Jesus Christ.
Bro, why do
I
doing it? Probably might not like receiving it.
Makes sense.
What in the fuck is going
on? Makes sense.
Hey, we're in the multiverse for real.
No, we're not. This is real life.
This is not.
But
it's real life. It's not real life.
Bro, I don't know.
It is what. Are you from South as well? Are you from South as well?
Oh, me. Yeah, I am. Sorry. Yes. I live in Michael.
Hey, relax. Stop. Don't be giving up locations like that, man. Relax.
Okay.
Sorry. Oh, shit. But, yeah.
What? And you guys live in the same environment that raised me? And
bro, it's common, man.
Jesus.
It's very common. Actually.
No, it's not. It's not, bruv. What are you talking about?
Okay, it should be more normalised, I'll say.
Did you stumble across these experiences once you went to uni and you had white friends? Or where did you stumble upon eating ass?
No, it was after uni, innit? But, like, it's just ass, innit? Like,
so in uni you didn't eat ass, but it's after uni you decided, I didn't. Let me try this shit. Fuck.
Bro, you just grow up in it, like, you just want to try different things.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's all it is.
That's all it is. Oh, God.
That's all it is, man.
Hey, the streets is done.
Streets ain't done.
The streets is done, bro.
Impossible, bro.
That's what I'm saying, man. I don't know.
That is flames, fam.
I don't know, but yeah. Alright, cool. Thank you for your insight today.
Yeah, love.
Thank you for your debut. Maybe you'll be on soon. This is your debut.
You're gonna have to come on properly though.
Hey, relax. But anyway, I'll chat to you later.
Alright, bye.
Hello.
Oh no.
Miami.
That is absolutely insanity, blood.
It's life, man.
Yeah, man.
That's what I'm saying. But yeah, Ian Ross, man. Yeah.
It's just us. You're killing me. You're not even drinking, blood. What in the fuck is going on, bro?
it's just normal, bro. It's just normal. It's just normal. That's what I'm saying.
No, man.
But yeah, man. Enough about eating us.
Fuck.
What's next? Can go into music, man.
Can't believe it. Yo.
No, man. That's what it is. Bro.
Oh.
This is real life, man.
Are you not embarrassed?
I'm not embarrassed in the slightest. Not in the slightest.
You know, this is old wax, you know.
Bro, Listen, I don't care, really. Like, it's just, what? Bro, the views shared are of my own, innit?
Facto. What?
They don't
trust me.
They don't reflect anybody else.
Trust me.
I'm speaking for me. And if any employers see this, listen. Just
they ain't last too, don't worry about that.
Exactly. You know what? You guys are probably doing it too, innit? So I don't care.
Hey, I ain't doing that shit.
No, fair enough.
Yeah, I'm a rude. That's what I'm saying.
Hey man.
What?
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Fuck that. But fucking hell. What a nah. Anyways.
Music.
Enough of the Caucasity. What are you saying music wise?
Music. Who have I been bumping?
Jesus Christ.
Novelist just dropped an album.
Oh, I heard.
It's and very hearing, West Coast inspired.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah. Which spun me.
I like it a lot, man.
I need to print it still.
It's pretty short. It's like 25 minutes or something.
Yeah, that's essentially if you're doing a different flavour.
But, yeah, no, it's good, man.
It doesn't need to be too long because you're doing a different flavour. But that's cool, though.
Yeah, man.
Showing himself as an artist.
Flipping songs I like off there. Too Clean with Smiler. There He Goes with Jay Worthy and Prem. See the Sunset with Sus Trapper Razzy. I've heard this guy's name recently. Sus Trapper Razzy. Recently. But I'm interested to hear more.
Smiler, is that the spoken words?
Yeah, man. But yeah, man, it's very different.
What do you reckon I'll spin off that?
I'd say Too Clean with Smiler. It's cold still. Yeah, they know we forever clean. Yeah, they know we forever clean. Old school like a melamine. On the strip, they want four dark, that's NSG. Catch us sliding through the ends, trying to get this cream. I've seen things you ain't ever seen. And the whaps older than us weren't ever clean. In the trench like 1917. Couple uppers trying to slide, we forever ready. And this John Fitchy slide, she's already Jesse. Trying to style on a team about come and get me. I'm about to lean, I'm proud of how you mean. I got Bruce Steve's crystal before, like that's a queen. Where's Big Nov trying to catch us and slip tough? All types of 32s and ripped off. A mineral style, a drip off. Every nigga in my team's too legit. Stand firm, my beliefs, I don't move a bit. Verified on front line before blue ticks. SE4's home where the shooters live. Bow.
Yeah, cold.
Hey man, shout out Smiler, man. Yeah. Shout out Smiler.
Yeah, you actually impressed me there still.
Mm.
And he sounds clean on it, like.
Yeah.
Like, he sounds like he's actually supposed to be rapping type shit.
Hey man, multifaceted. You can do it. But yeah, been bumping that. Bumping the EP that Geordie dropped last week.
Geordie?
Yeah, man.
I'm sleeping, nigga.
He dropped it quietly still. Well, not quietly, but it didn't get the push, I think, that KMT got.
No, what's it called?
Not KMT yet. SMH called. But yeah. That's
it's
the
KMT.
One. Yeah, it's called KMT.
Okay, okay. Oh shit.
But yeah.
Oh, wretch.
Yeah, that, even though I think I have a theory that was supposed to be for SMH. Because he meant wretch in his verse mentions SMH in it. And yeah, I don't know. It just sounds like it would have belonged on there. Mm. But
you had that thing that you had to drop it.
But yeah, man, I like the majority of this. Know what the
fuck's up with me. Did he spin it? No one if they buck up to me. I can
never snake up my brothers. You're crazy. He has a longer verse.
I still think that nobody's better than my cousin. He said he's in the field, but I think they should sub him. Even on my off days, I get off key, man, I'm bugging. He said he does too, but he doesn't. I remember back when niggas had the know-how, but didn't want to give man a fucking lowdown. It's cool, I'm in the game, I got a proper role now. I'm barely on my phone, but I'm always mobile. This game is a game you gotta have the heart for. I've turned down a couple racks on my last score. I'm trying to get get couple stamps on my passport. If you fuck with my money, then I'm at your car door. Clean heart, but I can't speak for the hands. I was filthy before the filthy began. These boys got lyrics, man, they try too hard, bro. My name is my name, like my name is Marlo. I can't compete with these capadons, all these fake rapadons, all these backpacker turned trapadons. I don't feel your brags, let alone all them beats that you're bragging on. Told Joe, fling on that Avalon. This is not a sprint, it's a marathon. I told man, 7 days, 7 nights, rapping like Conan. Look, I shouldn't have to tell man again. I know my ting's wavy, but I'm straight with this pen.
He's cold. I gotta take him in serious.
I like that.
Alright. I ain't even know. Just some rap niggas drop. I see Avelino the other day on the ends.
Oh, mad. Shout out Avelino still.
And TDNS as well. Mad. They must be working shout on some, I think, they're dropping time.
True. Shout out the man still. Fam. Whilst I was working sidebar, bumped into Governor B.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Jeez, like God. Where he actually lives or whatever. He lives very local.
Oh yeah, okay.
Very local. Oh, but yeah, shout out Governor B store. But yeah,
I was gonna say you can't just blow off his thing.
Yeah, no. Like you're like rah, you know where I live now, rah. I can't even be outside like that no more. Like, no, that's crazy. But yeah, fucking.
Governor, he's a legend.
Still. Hey, facts. What else? I need to listen to Mira May's album. I'm hearing really good things about it.
Yeah, and it's a pretty as well. It's an album, isn't it? So it's yeah, polished.
And she's got all female features yeah on there. Which I think is fucking dope, to be honest.
Yeah, she's cold.
And
she be doing that singing rapper shit as well.
Yeah, she's cold, man. She's yeah, fucking cold. So yeah, I'm trying to get into that. What else have I been listening to?
Have you heard the Emma Huncho thing?
No, I haven't. But I'm not gonna lie, I'm not the biggest Emma Huncho fan in it.
Yeah.
I don't really listen to him like that, to be honest with you.
I hear
decent things about it still, so I'll probably check it out.
No, it is actually decent still, but I do feel like there are some.
Wait, how many tracks?
22. It's an hour and 11 minutes.
Alright, cool. You know what? I'll reserve judgment, but it's just that's a lot of tracks for me, personally speaking.
Whatever. But
bro, let's not do this. That's a lot for anybody.
No, it's not.
What?
Yeah. How many tracks does CLB have?
Wait, how many tracks is that? I forgot how many.
I'm sure it's probably around the 18 mark. 18, 19 mark.
I think it is 21. And a lot, I can't lie, that could have been reduced. That is an hour and 26 minutes. You could reduce that down.
So stop shouting out in the fucking
baby. No, I shall never.
Shout out them.
Listen, shout I shall them. Never. Shout out PJ. Listen, PJ knows. I will never stop screaming this guy's childish name to the death.
Hey, till he gets the cock hold.
Hey, listen, pause, man.
Till Jake's fucking his wife.
Hey, so never. But anyway, fucking. Yeah, nah, this is just a bit too long for my liking. But
I want to play. Let me play this Vivid song off this M. Huncho team.
Okay.
I mention my successes so they pry on me and talk bad on me. When I was young, responsibilities were lying on me. Now that I'm grown, they're relying on me. Where were you when I was battling my demons, finding solace in some woman? I would fucking leave him. We're all equal in this world until you make more money. I worked hard for all my life, you can't take shit from me. You can't get haunted by your past, you end up seeing ghosts. I'm leaving soft for bees in a ghost smoking dope. And I made a string in Cali, shot illegally. Maybe illegally, cause I know streets are feeling me. I used to feed the streets, same way the streets were feeding me. One advice is people never what they seem to be. Big dreams, street kings and machines. Jail time, friends dying, hearts bleed. Moms cry, dads cry, their hearts bleed. Too light, full dark and that's thief. Surfings, needles and vaccines. Bag clean, point twos, that's max peace. Guilty conscience if he asks me. Money well made, but the money's long gone if he asks me.
That's I know Retchin gets all bodied up.
Yeah. Fact though. Features are cold as well. It's cold still. But I'm not gonna lie, I do feel like there's a couple fillers in there. It could have been shorter.
Okay.
And I think that's why I kinda like this Nate Smalls project. It's just wavy. It's wavy music and it's straight to the point.
I agree.
There's like 16 songs on there and barely any misses for me.
Okay.
But yeah, man, this shit's cold. And let me play, what did I play? Oh, I played Thing. Did you hear Elegance?
Elegance.
That was one of the smashes before he dropped. He dropped that time ago, but I played.
Can't remember.
It's July 41. With DB, you know how they go. Shit's a banger.
Okay.
Well, you don't like DB, do you?
If it ain't for money, then how can you call it important? I'm smoking gelato imported. All of my bitches are foreign and all of my niggas go gas, ain't nobody stalling. I'm only interested in money, but they're on my soul in the streets. Yeah, I said to my mama, it's nothing, we keeping it smoking the G. Yeah, if it ain't for money, then how can you call it important? I'm smoking gelato imported. All of my bitches are foreign and all of my niggas go gas, ain't nobody stalling. I'm only interested in money, but they're on my soul in the streets. Yeah, said to my mama, it's nothing, we keeping it smoking the G. They know that we dangerous, they know not to play with us. Been running the game from under the fame, they ain't in the lane with us. I flooded the chain and flooded my brain, I Cali like angel dust. I got shit to lose, I got shit to gain, I'm keeping my radar up. My diamonds are tangled up, I'm hound your love for you want. I go bangers and hella more to come. She go hammer, she ready with her tongue. I go man from the city to the sun. I go houses for that. You and for your mom. I've been lit off the rear right off the jump.
Yeah, he's going on tour, Nath. I want to take pictures, man.
I dig that still. Dig that. Tour still. That's not too shabby at all. Yeah, and I can see how him and DB would mesh pretty well together, to be honest.
And Young T and Bugsy.
You know what? I got my words somewhat.
What, cool. Young T and Bugsy?
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
They're slowly winning me around. Slowly.
Mm.
But yeah.
They're cold, man.
Mm. I agree still.
Did you see the undubs thing though?
But you know what? As long as they're not coming back properly and saying, we're reunited again, we're trying to make music.
They're there for the bag, man.
Bro, listen, selling out however many dates they've done is crazy to me.
They did 3 dates, I think.
Bro, 3 dates at the O2, you know.
Yeah, that's crazy. And where's Nelson is fucking support?
Hey,
where's...
Let me reserve judgment, no, brother.
Did you see? Shout out Billy, man.
Shout out Billy, man.
He was killing it the whole podcast. Oh my days. He said, what? Do you think Wes Nelson's got ego?
Hey, I died. Listen.
I died.
That Wes Nelson, you fucking know. Nah, he's an industry plant, I swear down. Bro. Oh,
man. Do you know what it is? I feel like it's hard for niggas like him though, man, because he's...
What do you mean hard?
Okay, not hard, but I mean... Bro. I mean, wait, let me land, because if a man actually wants to be a rapper and make music, yeah, he's already been on Love Island, so he's known for that, so he's
that's
killed,
what I
innit?
Mean.
That's what I say, that's what I mean by it's hard for man, innit? Because even if man's actually going to be cold, because it's almost like, do you know DDG in America?
DDG.
He's like a YouTuber.
No, I don't know who he is.
He's a YouTuber, yeah. He does vlogging and all of that. And then He must. Have you heard the Elon Musk song?
No.
You must have heard it. You got a song called Gunner and it's called Elon Musk.
But this is what I mean. You've got a platform already. You're choosing to use that to jump on another thing. I get that. I wholeheartedly get and I respect it.
Yeah.
But don't expect me to think that if it's not good, I'm going to rate the music.
You're not even letting it be good.
Bro, Wes Nelson, that song with fucking Chip. No.
This, have you heard this?
I got a bad bitch in my place, she don't care if I touch. We just fuck, but I can't stay, but she's still my crush.
This is this, you going, you're going out of heavy or Cody on it?
Elon Musk, like Elon Musk. This smoke gon' take me straight to space, like Elon Musk. Whole lot of money in the safe, don't worry about us. I got a bad bitch in my place, she don't care if I touch.
3, 2, 1.
Stress with the blood and I'm stuck, ayy. I don't get no fucks, ayy. Float away, I took a break, I'm geeking, so going up and all these niggas is peeking. Book a private jet and fly to
pieces. Put a honey on the dust and a
demon. I know she gonna see me for a reason. She know she can make it back. Listen,
fam, he been dropping bad music, nobody was fucking with it. But I think this is probably his song that actually confirmed, okay, now man raps now.
Like, bro, actual, but like, look, you've got on it. You've got Gunna. You're telling me Gunna didn't get a healthy bag for that?
Of course he did.
That's the reason why he's on the song.
That's not even here nor there, though. If the song's a good song, that's what my
this, point, this my didn't
point
is.
My point.
This didn't meet me.
You need to take it in, man. This song's a banger. But yeah, no, like, how do I explain it? Like, I think once you've done something, you're never going to be given time to make music and that, given that thingy. But I don't know, it is what it is, though. Maybe a man are just hating, fam. Man just needs to, because there's bare man, like even the man that are doing other stuff and then now they're doing making music and whatnot. Do you know what I'm saying? Bear man that'll do that,
cool. I respect you. Do I have to listen to it? No. I don't. Listen, if you're an artist, cool. Okay, cool. You know what? That's unfair. Because if they want to be an artist truly, cool.
Exactly.
Who am I to disrespect that?
Mm-hmm.
But again, don't expect me to listen to it if it's not good.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But I mean, they're not even given the opportunity for it to be good, even if. Do you know what I mean? Because you're looking at them like, bro, I'm not gonna listen to this, man. Like, and for me, like someone who's kind of won me over is Rams. Like, I feel like what he's dropping now,
he's been. But Rams came in as a music artist.
I know, but I'm just giving an example of someone in music that I didn't like at the start, but now I like now.
Okay, makes sense. Fair. You know what I mean? Fair.
And for me, music is something that, as you, the longer you're in it, the better you get. You should be getting better. You should be getting better. The best, dude. I don't know about Drake. But
respect, man. Respect.
I don't know. Dude.
We've seen certain man cool just lose it as time has gone on or whatever. Like the likes of like Eminem.
Certain man will say he hasn't.
Yeah, boy, I beg to disagree.
Like my housemate.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell. Bro, fucking hell.
He loves that man.
Yeah. Fam, he listen. Loves that man. I used to work with a guy at CEX that
he's told me that Eminem's the only one to actually be white and face racism. that's how much that clown knows him. He had the cheek to say that.
Hey, don't kill me, man. Listen, fuck, you know, the lengths that fans will go to flipping defend this guy is crazy to me, but yeah. that's funny. But yeah, no, I just, it can happen, innit? But you would think the longer you're in the music game,
yeah, you're supposed to get
better. You would get better, but sometimes it just don't work out like that. But yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know about like influencers / like other.
I'm not mad at it because I know it's gonna take time, innit?
Yeah, but
I'm probably like, not gonna like it in the beginning, and that's cool.
But just keep on going. Is it genuine? That's my
sometimes
own thing.
It could be though.
Sometimes, but a lot of the time, just due to the way the music game is set up nowadays.
No, but because even for example, Wes Nelson, yeah, man used to make music back in the day.
Okay, fair. I didn't know that, to be honest.
Saying? So he used to actually make music back in the day, but now he's actually blown.
Cool.
And now, he's got his entry point and switched over. Do you know what I'm saying?
I'll take that.
And without that, and that's just how it is now. You've got different entry points to how he can be known, and do you know what I mean? So, yeah, bruv. It's calm, bruv. But yeah, I do hear the arguments of him being an industry partner because, boy, how is he warming up for M-Dubs is outrageous.
Fam.
It's outrageous.
You know what? But I get it, though. Like, how they explain in the half-cast podcast, bro, his sound is probably geared towards the type of audience.
There's so many other
that
people that I would have put
like M-Dubs today.
No, the but what about Young T and Bugsy?
Completely different sound.
What?
To M-Dubs.
Oh, the calls are completely different.
That's
sound,
what I'm saying.
But the crowd's the same. The crowd's 100% going to be the same.
I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
Young T and Bugsy concert, I'm sure it's pure Caucasian.
I would say the crowd more suited towards Wes Nelson is more the type really listen to much outside of, let's say, the top 40 or whatever's been put out towards them. And just enjoying that type of music.
Radio playing all that.
As opposed to a Young T and Bugsy, cool. They've made it, but still, they've managed to get there through the likes of fans like us who do like to go out and search for music.
I think Young T and Bugsy would have been perfect, bro. Like, because I'm sure that their fans are similar fans, bro. I'm sure of it.
I don't know.
Their numbers is down to the majority of the white people that are fucking with it. It's not black people that are giving them these numbers. That's just the way it goes, bro.
But they've blown through other means.
Agreed, but I'm telling you, it's their fans, their concerts will be white people there. It's gonna be white people there and our age to 16 or 18 and above. And that's the M-Dubs crowd, no?
Nah, it'll probably be older. The M-Dubs that we know.
What, because it's our age?
Youngers ain't. I don't see youngers.
Yeah, so it's not
going to an M-Dubs concert unless you actually were there to experience what they were putting out. I doubt it. It'll probably be an older crowd, to be honest.
Okay, so then if you're putting anyone in, then it should have been Western.
Nah, man, respect, man.
What do you mean?
Western, I don't think it should be associated with that, man. Nah, man.
No, but that's a lick, O2.
It is a lick, but their music is...
It's timeless, it's better.
Bro, it's much better. Okay, I don't want to say much better.
It is much
but
better.
But it's a lot wavier than what M-Dubs were putting out.
100%, a lot wavier. 100%. But I think that could have been a nice bag for them.
Yeah, of course. It'll be a nice bag for anybody, bro.
I know, but I just... Maybe I shout out Wes Nelson for collecting that bag, but I don't think it should have been him. M-Dubs. That's kind of... Do you know what I mean? I don't know.
I mean, I get this. I would say the similar. You know what, actually?
And what? Are you telling me older people are listening to Wes Nelson?
Probably.
our age and above. I'm sure his thing is the children, is like the 16 and the 18 and the teenagers and whatnot.
No? It's gotta be, bruv.
You know what? I don't know. Because N-Dubs would probably be a mixture, innit?
N-Dubs is our age to about 32. So, like, probably literally from like 26 to about 32. That's the age group I'm expecting.
But to be they there. Got big to the point where it wasn't just people on Channel U and whatnot that were listening to them.
Of course.
It was the top 40s upwards.
I know. Their mum were really charting.
Yeah. So that's why I'd feel like people that are more geared towards just listening to the top 40 and whatnot would be coming out to the shows. Hence why I act like Wes Nelson would work for me personally, but I don't know. Wait, they dropped a song? No.
No, I think so, but it's not on their actual channel. So it's not. I don't know if it's. It's on that one, but I don't think so. She's finished just to see.
Wait, let's just hear this.
Yeah. 3 or 4 a.m. I'm staring at the soda man. Just made $1 million. I should be buzzing, but I'm tapping on this iPhone.
Who's that?
Right now, she's pulling up. In a minute, we're gonna be both naked on the floor. Can't even hide the way I feel for ya. But baby, come and put it on me. Yeah, I got something new for ya. Bust down and everything is on fleek. Na-na-na-na-na. I get it when I want it, how I want it. I am such a charmer. Says sorry like a broken old Dolce and Gabbana.
That is cold though, man.
You're the only thing that's catching my eye. He is.
It's just too much fuckery to make him not cool.
I agree.
Because he's actually cold, but he just has too much fuckery, man. Top down, you know, see me arrive for you. Cause if anything, I'm nice. Like he's like a Tory Lanez. He's like a Tory Lanez. Like
he's singing
melody and all of that.
And on just listening to that, that wasn't it for me. But I get it. It's more so about the nostalgia factor.
Yeah.
Like, why you're gonna.
If they got three dates.
Bro, they got a lot of hits as well.
Three dates, I'm sure they're gonna make a song. I wouldn't be surprised.
But this, exactly. You can't really recreate this type of music now. Just because it's based.
They're not gonna recreate it.
I know, but this is
just gonna try so and make a good hit for now.
This is why I feel they shouldn't. It should just be a legacy tour. What do they think? But I have the time until the bridge like this. Yo, this is why I mean it evokes memories of a different time.
Now you and I, we shared something special. I ain't mind. One more try.
Yo. Hey, the wrist.
They were cold, man.
It's what I mean. Until at the time. At these.
Nah, shout out N-Dubs, man.
Yeah, pick them up, innit?
Do you reckon Tinch will be a Tinch is Sadler.
He'll probably make an appearance.
But I mean, would he be able to do a thing like this?
What, a tour?
Yeah.
He probably wouldn't do the O2, but
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I mean specifically.
I wanna see why not.
Cause he was huge then, bro. As well. Like, he was huge.
Fam, I think he was the first one to go number one.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the first one to go number one at the scene like that, and it's like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was, bro, huge, man.
I get it, but like, it wasn't N-Dub's level, but you could say there were other reasons as to why.
Was it not?
No, man. N-Dubs were, bro, clear.
He had the fucking collab with JD, bro. Starring Hoods was in JD, remember?
We're talking about N-Dubs. N-Dubs that were clear.
They were both clear, though.
They were both in that pop bag. They were both clear, but in terms of sustaining it for longer, I would say that N-Dubs had a longer period.
Longer run, okay.
They were just called that group, innit. But Tinchy, there's no doubt about it. Like, I'm not saying that to shit on his achievements, because what he done was absolutely bonkers.
Yeah, for sure. Starship. Oh, bigger than.
Bruh, Starship. Take Me Back. Number one. Flipping, and you could get, bro, then you could get into like his more Channel U cuts, like Strider Man, and what do you call it?
Game over,
oh, bro. Yeah. Come on, man, it's different still.
Yeah, cold still.
Something about your smile, hey, listen, man. Mainstream money, flipping, nah, man.
Words in my mouth, but hear what she says. It's like, nah, man, like, I ain't buying that, man. Gotta check my lungs, nah, see if they still work. Give gotta me check my heart underneath my shirt.
One hand, that's me. Tint you straight up. From the hat to the kicks, I'm matching. Yeah. All day, every day, girl, I ain't acting. Yeah. I come across like I ain't got manners, but somehow all these girls I'm attracting. Yeah. She said something about you. I said, nah, it's the whip that got you.
Hey, man. Big up. Big up, man.
Yeah, man. What are you saying? One playlist?
Playlist. What am I adding this week? I'm adding a song by Airborne Gav called Tone of the Tiger. Fantastic song.
Talk about eating ass, yeah.
Nah. Not even.
Hey, yo.
It's a sweet boy tune, but it makes a whole lot of sense.
It didn't land today, Jesus.
Listen, man. Listen, we're just freeing our thoughts. But
Jesus, it's loud.
The song is called Tony the Tiger by Airborne Gav.
Okay.
It's really just a sweet boy tune. But yeah, it's hard as fuck. And then I'm going to be adding Any Given Sunday by Kalani and Blast off her album Blue Water Road. Okay. I really enjoy that. Her album is one that you should check out as well. Kalani. I think, yeah, man, it's surprising still.
She's a beautiful being.
Yeah, man.
She's a sensational being.
Yeah, nah, but I enjoy this album still. But yeah, those are the two from me for that.
But yeah, I'm gonna drop. Is it this one? I'm trying to remember.
Oh, Silent Hill was a fucking banger.
Why you keep fucking banger with me?
You don't. Yeah, I'm dropping this one.
Out my skin, believe me.
Huh? Whoosh. Bliss up.
Push these niggas on me like who? Push these bitches on me like who? Push these niggas on me like who? Pushing the snakes, I'm pushing the snakes, I'm pushing them all off me like who? Pushing them all off me like who?
Yeah.
Now we in building shit. Tongue in the room and shit. Done with the soon shit. Know you a joke, my answers are close. I had like the moon and shit. Know the results, the ballad is in me.
And I'm about to boom again. You funny dog.
Peekaboo.
The hunter find your money dog.
A week or two, I meditate.
I'm running lost. Swerve. Yeah. Push these niggas off me like,
hey, that's a fucking banger.
But I call that Spider-Man on that one.
That's I agree, but I like Kendrick's contribution to that.
Of course.
I like that, but yeah. Call that
his funniest beats. But and the other one man's gonna add. Off the rip, fuck it.
Off the rip.
Yeah, off the rip, off the legacy. Nif Smalls.
Cool.
Oh, and do you know who is the GOAT though? Young Tef.
I agree. And I still need to check his song with Giggs.
This feature, I'm telling you, Giggs has been spinning everybody he's been featuring right now.
Certain man have been saying he's fallen off, but okay.
Bro, that whole thing is air blood. Because people have been saying that since what happened to them. And I don't know what
that's crazy. I think it was after that.
What's after that? What project's after
Big Bad.
No, it's definitely what happened to them and Big Bad.
There's no way you heard what happened to them and thought that Giggs... Bro, that was straight after Landlord.
Bro, you're not asking.
Wham to Them is easily probably his best project to date since then.
Okay.
Like, I don't think he's dropped, even though I've enjoyed certain songs off his latest projects, I don't think he's hit a stride like that since. But...
No, he's spinning, man, right now. He's on that warpath.
Hey, man, the H feature. Now this. I want to hear it still.
Tion, Spanium. Who else is he doing the feature with? Yeah, but this Tef is the only one he didn't spin.
Okay.
Like, it was actually equal.
Okay.
And Tef is cold, but yeah, Barcode's remix. And part two, side B's coming soon, so
yeah, I heard
I need that still.
I heard that still.
Wouldn't mind chatting with Tef. That'd be nice.
Yeah. Facts. Yeah. Let's see that happen.
Even though you're a man, you bum, but.
And respect, man. Respect.
You need that.
Respect. But yeah, nah.
Get out of here, man.
Trust. Also, sidebar, Drake and Cole on the way.
What?
But yeah, we'll talk about it after.
What do you mean, Drake and Cole, man?
It's on the way.
What, like a song?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's on the way. But yeah, we'll talk
shit.
About
are
it.
You ready to get. Are respect, you ready for man, the respect. GOAT to take his phone
anyway,
back?
Anyway.
Oh, my days, don't gas me.
Let's lock this off, man.
Listen, we out of here. Slam talk, busy.
Subscribe.
Maroon Boys, busy. You already know. Let's go.